I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Indian government has used the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, or the FCRA, to deny over 20,000 foreign funding licenses to charities and NGOs. Compassion International was one major ministry who was forced to pull out of India earlier this year. Human rights groups have criticized how India has used the FCRA's ever-changing regulations to shut down NGOs. J.P. Sundara Rajan with Audio Scripture Ministries says, for their ministry in India to thrive, they get a lot of support from the local church. Congregations even pay a small fee for their audio Bibles.
It's a very small nominal fee we collect for every distribution we do. And that model has helped not only give people a sense of ownership of God's Word, but it's enabled our ministry in India to grow more and more self-reliant and self-sustaining.
Please pray for wisdom from ministries in India. You're listening to Mission Network News. And South Sudan is perpetually in crisis. Set Free Ministries operates a school in South Sudan where they're seeing firsthand the impact of conflict on food supply.
It's pretty dire. Food costs have more than doubled since last November. So budget-wise, it is a larger and larger piece just to feed the kids and to feed themselves.
That's Rob Cornelison, the new international director of Set Free. He says underlying the instability is a great need for forgiveness among the people of South Sudan.
You can't deal with literacy, you can't deal with health, you can't deal with nation building without addressing the need for forgiveness and reconciliation.
Please ask God to break the chains of hatred in South Sudan. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.